This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. President Draupadi Murmu has said that Indian economy is the fastest growing major economy despite warfare and instability prevailing in several parts of the world. Addressing the nation on the eve of the 80th Independence Day yesterday, the President highlighted that the growth rate of the Indian economy is expected to be more than twice the average global growth rate.
Even in such trying circumstances, our economy is moving ahead as the fastest growing major economy in the world. According to economic projections, the growth rate of the Indian economy is expected to be more than twice the average of global growth rate. Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan has further strengthened the foundation of our economic progress and national security.
President Draupadi Murmu highlighted that making the country Naxal-free is a major achievement, as for decades, Naxalism posed a serious challenge to the nation. She said, "Yesterday, the areas once affected by Naxalism are filled with enthusiasm today."
For decades, Naxalism posed a serious challenge to the nation. Making India Naxal-free is a major achievement. Today, enthusiasm prevails in the areas once affected by Naxalism. All-inclusive development is underway in these regions. A large number of players took part in the Bastar Olympics, and many artists showcased their talent in Bastar Pandum, which were enjoyed by a large number of people.
The President said that the students are the architects of India's future and emphasized that the government is undertaking comprehensive steps to reform public examinations.
"Everyone must contribute through joint and concerted efforts to safeguard the present and future of our students. Public examinations become gateways to the opportunities for our students. The government is undertaking comprehensive steps to reform these examinations. The objectives of these reforms are to completely curb the use of unfair means in public examinations, make the examination system more transparent, more secure, and more trustworthy for the youth."
Speaking about the country's young population, the President said 65% of the country's population is below the age of 35, which is the most valuable asset. She said many of our youth are embracing the culture of job creation as they pursue the path of self-employment. President Murmu said India is moving ahead towards building a Viksit Bharat by the centenary year of independence in 2047. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that the President has given a powerful and inspiring message on the eve of Independence Day, reflecting the aspirations of a confident, growing and vibrant India. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that the President's address offered a broad vision of a stronger and more prosperous nation by touching upon the hopes of youth, strength and contribution of women and the country's economic progress. The Vice President said that the President's words served as a call to every citizen to contribute wholeheartedly to nation building. The nation will celebrate its 80th Independence Day today, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. As part of the celebrations, two Mi-17 helicopters of the Indian Air Force will shower flower petals at the venue. The unfurling of the national flag will be synchronized with the 21-gun salute. Following the showering of flower petals, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort. Services of the Delhi Metro will commence from all terminal stations across its network at 4 a.m. today on Independence Day to facilitate the movement of special guests, invitees and the general public. The services will operate at a 30-minute frequency on all lines until the commencement of regular revenue services as per the scheduled timetable for the day. And government has decided to remove the 12-minute advertisement duration cap for television channels. Information and Broadcasting Ministry said in a statement that the decision shall come into effect from the date of notification of the amendment. And that is the end of this news bulletin.